Is she in her car?
Can you hear us okay?
I can. Is this Kelly?
Yes, it is.
Okay. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Let me know when you're ready to start the meeting because I have a thing that I need to read as part of the public hearing.
Okay, we're ready to start.
Okay. The town of Moore, hearing March 22nd, 2021. The town of Moores is holding this public hearing to encourage citizen participation and to meet the requirements of 24 CFR 570-486 and New York State Homes and Community Renewal Citizen Participation Plan as amended, which require applicants to follow a citizen participation plan. Prior to submitting a CDBG application, applicants must issue a public hearing notice and hold one public hearing allowing for citizen feedback on the community and economic development needs of the applicant community and any proposed projects. The town intends to submit a single-purpose grant or a multiple single-purpose grant application to the New York State Homes and Community Renewal for a Community Development Block Grant during the 2020 program year. These funds will be used for scattered site, single family, owner occupied existing housing rehabilitation or replacement activities throughout the town. All project funds will be used to benefit low and moderate income households or for the removal of slums and blight. Program income is not expected to be available for the proposed program. The town expects to make grants available to households to repair or replace substandard housing. The town will consider citizen comments in the preparation of the final application, and a copy of the final application shall be made available to the public. And at this time, it's open for any citizen comments or if anybody on the board has any questions, I'll be glad to try to answer them.
And so you said something about 2020? It goes back to last year. Is that like for the income qualifications?
Susie, can you hear us?
The income qualifications will, I can't. There's some very strict.
Oops. Did you put a reader?
Well, I accidentally hung up on you, but it seemed to work out.
That's good. If anybody has any questions,
Yeah, I noticed in part of your presentation, you mentioned something about 2020.
Yes.
Now, is that because of the income qualifications or because it's...
No, it's what New York State is calling the funding. It's coming, apparently coming out of their 2020 budget. Instead of 2021. And so it's considered the 2020 program year, even though we're in 2021. It's very confusing.
Okay, yeah, I wasn't sure. I didn't know if it was a misquote or I just wanted to clarify that. Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Kelly. I just had a question. At the beginning of the meeting, you said it was March 22nd.
26.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, that's okay.
Okay. Let me mention to you also that Melissa asked me to mention to you that apparently there was conversation about applying for $400,000 for 9 units. And she has increased the amount to $500,000 because of the increase in materials and the cost of a lot of materials have gone up. And so she wants to be sure that we can, that the town can complete 9 rehab units with the money available. So she's recommending that you apply for the $500,000.
Okay.
That was our discussion, yes.
Yeah, well, she, and someone had emailed me about we had to go for either the stick built or the modular home. And I had picked the stick home because we can do more with the stick home than we can the modulars.
Well, if you do the rehabilitation, you can spread it among, and she has 9 rehab units listed. If you were choosing to do a replacement project, the most you could do is 5.
Correct.
So she also, I checked today, actually, and there are 18 homeowners from the town of Moores on the wait list as of today, but our housing counselors have been getting daily calls and emails from people in the town of Moores, so we expect that will go up, which really helps in strengthening the application. So that'll be, the 18 is, you know, a good number in terms of being twice the number of what we're planning on trying to do with the funding.
Okay, good.
The other thing that I would mention is that Friends of the North Country applies for rehabilitation funds and separate from community development funds in a whole different program, and we received rehabilitation funds for homes in Clinton County, and we will be putting in and committing $25,000 of that to the town of Moores. So when your application is successful, which I hope it will be, that will mean it will be $525,000.
I have a quick question, Susan.
Sure.
Are going to be, like Jeff said, applying the money to more or less like a stick built home, for the individuals that are looking for replacement, will that be considered in that also, or are we going to have to apply for another grant?
technically, through CDBG, you have to apply separately for those funds. And you would, if you find that you would rather do or another round, say next year, you would like to do some mobile home replacement funds, you can apply for that.
So at this point, what we're applying for, the individuals that are looking for replacement, if they're on the list, like I believe, would we have seven or eight at one time?
Yes.
They will not be able to get it, am I correct, at this point?
Right.
So what will be their options? Will they have any?
Well, they should, well, I know they've already spoken to the housing counselors at Friends, and if we have mobile home replacement funds of our own that we have applied for, they would be eligible, depending on the waiting list, for those funds.
That would be through Clinton County?
Through Friends of the North Country.
Okay, thank you.
New York State, under the CDBG program that the town is interested in applying for, does allow a town to split the application. But the total amount is still $500,000. That's the most that the town can apply for. So, for example, if you decided that you wanted to assist some with mobile home replacement, you could apply, you could submit two applications. One for mobile home replacement and the other for rehabbing stick-built homes. And if you do mobile home replacement, it's pretty difficult with today's prices to replace a mobile home for under $100,000. And so you could divide it up and say, well, you want to replace two mobile homes and you want to put $200,000 for that, but then know that you only have $300,000 to help out people in regular stick built, I don't mean regular, but in stick built homes.
Are you considering, just one quick question to parallel on that. Are you considering a mobile home to be a modular manufactured home as far as a double wide, or is that a single wide trailer?
The double wides, depending on the age. The New York State is, and we can actually do rehab work on double wides and mobile homes, but they can't be older than like 10 years at the most.
Okay. Not very old. No, that's not very old. That's, and a lot of the people in our area here is older. The majority is older than that, so that's where.
That's what we run into. And a year or so ago, the state decided that they weren't going to put, they weren't willing to put rehab money into older mobile homes. So it's those would be replacement possibilities. You might apply for the rehab for these 9 stick-built homes this year, and then for the following grant round, look at doing 5 mobile home replacements. That's up to you, and it's your program, and it's also if you prefer this year to do mobile home replacements, that's your option. And that would be, we would recommend 5 mobile homes, 5 units for the total amount of the grant, which would be $500,000.
Out of the 18 individuals that you said that are on the list as of today, how many of them are stick belts versus modular, or are they all stick belts?
Those 18 are all stick belts.
So we could help 18?
9.
We could help 9?
Well, I mean, that's what they're thinking, 9, and depending on how much they come in at, how much the rehab is.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You know. Yeah, that's true.
And that's true.
So 9.
Some of them may come in at less, and we may be able to tweak out another.
Maybe a little 10, 12. Depending on the amount.
How many people are on the list for replacements?
8,
right? Oh, I did not write that down, but I think at the last count there were 10.
Okay.
So do you need a determination whether we want to go to the stick builds or?
We will need to know whether you want to do 5 replacement, mobile home replacement, mobile home, modular home, manufactured mobile home is the term for it. Or if you want to do rehab, which would be predominantly on stick-built homes.
Okay.
And that's something you have to define in your application, and you tailor all the answers to the narratives and the questions based on which direction the town wants to go.
Okay. I didn't know. So we got to fill the application out.
No, they do.
No.
Yeah, we just let them know what we want to do.
We do all the application.
Yeah.
We have our rehab specialist, we have to present in the application at least 3 examples of homes in the area that need either rehab or, if you choose replacement, and we have to send those in a confidential section of the application, and our rehab guy goes out and meets with them and does a not an extensive like he would if the grant was awarded, but he does an overview and does a cost estimate and those kinds of things that have to be included in the grant application. And we take care of all of that.
Who does the estimates for the applications?
Our rehab specialist that has been working for us now for 5 years, maybe 6 years.
You'll be utilizing local contractors to complete the work?
Put bids in.
Hope so. That's our intent.
To us? To them?
Not to them, I believe.
Bids will be going to you for the jobs.
Yep. And we have to, what happens is our rehab guy will put out a work description. It goes to the homeowner and it goes to the code officer. And the code officer has to approve of the work write-up, and the homeowner has to approve of the work write-up. And when they both approve, then it goes out to bid. And we have an in-house estimate that our rehab person has done. And then we push for three acceptable bids. And the bid goes to the lowest acceptable bid, and then it comes to the town board with the work write-up, a bid comparison sheet showing the different pieces that have been broken out, like a roof, siding, fixing, plumbing, and you can compare the bids, and the final decision is up to the town board whether you accept that bid for that project. And then a contract is drawn up, and the contract is between the homeowner and the contractor, not the town. The town holds the grant agreement that the homeowner will have to sign with the town for the funding.
Will the bids I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
So will the bids be coming in sealed bids or open bids?
Sealed.
Thank you. Good.
We have a pretty lengthy process to make sure that those bids are sealed and that they stay sealed until the opening of the bid. And we have the bid opening. The contractor is aware what day it is and also the time. And the contractors can come to the, well, I was going to say they normally come to the office, and I'm assuming that hopefully this COVID thing will be over with, and they'll be able to come to the office if they choose for the bid opening.
Okay. Thank you.
And the final determination is up to the board. However, we make sure that we involve the code officer from the very beginning.
Good idea.
Yep, very good. Yeah. It goes along with our plan, what we were talking about earlier.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay.
That's good. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Well, we like to keep it. We like to keep the town informed on what's going on.
It's very much appreciated. Yes. I think we're ready to make a decision, are we, Mr. Menard?
Yeah,
absolutely.
So, Susan, do you want me to read the resolution?
You can read the resolution. The resolution does not mention whether you're going to go with a replacement or a rehabilitation grant. That's something that amongst yourself you'll have to make sure I know. And I would just mention that grants are due April 9th. And so work has begun on your application, the town's application. But it's in terms of whatever you choose to do, we'll fashion it according to what you've decided.
When would you need a decision by?
Oh, today. No. Monday at the latest.
On whether they're doing the rehab or the replacement?
Yeah.
Okay.
Really, if it's something they can, you can discuss, if I can help answer any other questions.
Rehab. Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So definitely you can do more.
You know,
rehab.
I'd be glad to, but.
Yeah, for this round anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Next year we can look at doing the replacement. Yep, definitely. Yeah, I think we're gonna go with the rehab.
Okay. You're comfortable with that?
Yes.
Yes, I think so. Absolutely.
Yep.
Okay. And the 9 units with the full 500,000?
Yes.
Okay.
Unless you can get more.
as somebody mentioned in the on the board, depending on how the work comes in and the bids come in and so on, sometimes those 9 units can expand to 10 or 11 based on, you know, what ends up happening.
Hopefully lumber will start coming down a little bit. That would be a great thing.
Absolutely. So, you know, if that happens, then the town will be able to help more individuals with that funding. So we'll hope for the best. And Kelly, that resolution would need to be addressed tonight.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
We'll do that right now?
Yep.
I can read it right now, or...
That's fine.
Okay.
If I've answered everybody's questions, are you...
I think so. Anybody
yeah.
here any questions?
Anybody else got any?
I just have a quick question about the criteria for the residents that are applying. And you might already know this, so she may not have answered. How long do they have to stay in town wars continuing to be owners and taxpayers?
I think it was 5
after, there is after, a requirement and there's already
after the work is done?
Yeah.
It's 5 years.
They can't sell their house.
It's 5 years, yeah. Okay. If they don't, then they have to pay the money back.
Okay. Yeah. And they have to have already been residents before and, the application.
Right. And
you have to get someone from another town applying.
And I guess if the homeowner passes away and there's no family to leave it to, then it kind of gets a little sticky. But supposedly, what they told us last time, when a family member dies, it goes down to the next family member.
Right.
But they have to. Somebody has to live in it.
And is that agreement written up by Friends in North Country?
Yeah.
It's already taken care of. You don't have to worry about contracts.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Part of the contract, yeah.
If the family member is income eligible, if there is a family member that's income eligible, it can be arranged that they take over the grant. Remember that's a declining grant or declining funding daily. And so as time goes on, if something were to happen or someone chose to sell their house after work had been done, the amount that would be paid back will have declined from the original cost of the rehabilitation.
Right, so their payback would be prorated given the amount of time.
Right.
You want to read that resolution, Kelly?
Yep. Okay. I hereby certify that at a regular meeting of the town board of the town of Moores, a municipality with offices at 2508 Route 11, Moores, New York, 12958, duly called, a quorum being present, and held at the town of Moores office in the town of Moores, County of Clinton, State of New York, on March 26, 2021, the following resolution was duly adopted and is now in full force and effect. Whereas this town board hereby authorizes the town's participation in the Community Development Block Grant Program administered by New York State Homes and Community Renewal. Now therefore be it resolved that Friends of the North Country, a 501c3 not-for-profit corporation, is hereby authorized to assist the town to prepare and submit an application to New York State Homes and Community Renewal for the purposes of community development within the town's jurisdiction, and be it further resolved that this town board does hereby adopt the abbreviated consolidation plan, the citizen participation plan, in the anti-displacement plan for the purposes of the CDBG application and program, and be it further resolved that a copy of the abbreviated consolidation plan, citizen participation plan, and the anti-displacement plan be retained at the town office by the town clerk of the town of Morris, and be it further resolved that the town supervisor is hereby authorized to sign and execute associated documentation for the aforementioned New York State Homes and Community Renewal CDBG application. In witness whereof, I have hereunto set my hand as town clerk of the town of Morris on this 26th day of March 2021. All in favor?
Aye. Three ayes.
Opposed? None.
Okay. All right. Also, I'll also make a motion that the town of Morris goes forward with the grant of $500,000 for stick-built homes. Do I have a second on that?
Second.
Done. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Again, three ayes. Anything else?
That's all I have.
That's all you need?
Yep.
Okay. Great.
Thank you very much for having this meeting this afternoon on a Friday afternoon.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Well, thank you.
Yes, thank you. Let's hope all goes well with the grant.
Absolutely. We're doing our best for it.
I know you will.
So, Kelly, you'll make sure I get a copy of that resolution?
Yep, I'll send you everything right now.
Okay, and the section 3, and then eventually I'll need, even if it's a draft copy of the minutes.
Okay.
With a list of people who have been attending.
Yep.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
Okay, you too. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. We're all set?
Yep.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay.